You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at MoranBlueWaterCDJR.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, 9:40 on this kind of gray Friday morning. I think that the idea of privacy is something that is going by the wayside. Think of all the electronic devices around you, all of the cameras around you. It is getting harder and harder to not be surveilled. Our next guest is looking into this in the new book, Your Data Will Be Used Against You. He's a professor of law at George Washington University Law School. Andrew Ferguson on the line with us right now. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's been fascinating to watch this Nancy Guthrie case play out in Arizona because they have come up with images of a suspect, information about this case that without electronic devices would not otherwise be available. What are your thoughts on watching that unfold?
No, it's a fascinating case, fascinating for a couple of reasons. The first is, of course, that it did give information about this case that everyone's been paying attention to. The other point is that the service that the Guthries have was not meant to actually keep the footage, but apparently the back-end storage, they were able to recover some of the footage. So if you think you have a relationship with your smart devices where essentially the data is not being collected, it probably is being collected somewhere,
right.
But that can be very helpful in a case like this. It's also interesting that the case arose at the same time we saw that Ring Super Bowl ad where Ring sort of announced that they could turn on people's cameras in the neighborhood to find a lost puppy, which is both maybe great if you lost your puppy, but also a little terrifying if it means that the entire network of Ring doorbell cameras in your neighborhood could be turned on for any thing that they are looking for.
Yeah, I have the exact same feeling about this. You know, lost puppies and lost parents. Obviously, we want to find these beings, but we don't like being surveilled all the time. How worried should we be about our privacy?
Well, you know, in some ways, that tension is why I wrote this book. This book isn't about a negative thing about all of our digital technologies. They're filled with stories about how law enforcement can use it for good to catch bad people. But at the same time, we don't have protections about that data. Who is, quote unquote, a criminal in this era? Maybe you walked out the door past your Ring doorbell camera with a No Kings protest sign. Well, you know, your data might be used against you. Depending where you live, certain medical treatments for yourself or your loved ones could, you know, now be criminal. And so the tension is not that we develop these new technologies. The tension is we don't have laws that sort of protect the private information. And the thing that struck me most about researching and writing this book was there is literally nothing in your life that is too private that cannot be used for prosecution. Like your digital diary where you say the most secret things, your smart heartbeat that lives in your pacemaker, your period app that tracks your menstrual cycle. With a warrant, there's nothing police cannot get and be able to use that technology. And maybe we should rebalance that current status quo.
And who should be doing that rebalancing, Andrew? Who should be, maybe proposing new legislation?
There's a whole chapter in this book like written for legislators. I really think that this can't be an individual decision. Yeah, it's true. You don't have to put a Ring doorbell camera on your doorbell. It's true. You don't have to have a camera that watches your cat while you're working. And those individual choices are there. But you and I can't negotiate with Amazon. We can't negotiate with the FBI. This has to be a legislative choice to say, as we're thinking about all of these like consumer innovations and wonders, I think that there are very strong cases that we like the fact that we can now quantify certain things, understand if our blood pressure is going too high because we have this smart watch on our wrist, not get lost when we drive our kids to a soccer game because we have a Google map that tracks us everywhere we go. Those are positives. But the downside is we don't have rules about when police can use it or even how easy it is for police to get access to this information and use it against you. And I think we need to sort of raise the level of making it a little bit more difficult. So in the Guthrie cases of the world, we can be able to get the data when we need it. But when we're worried about how police could misuse it, say for political reasons, it might be harder for them to get that same data.
A lot to think about. I wish we had more time because this is fascinating stuff, but I really appreciate your time this morning, Andrew. The book, Your Data Will Be Used Against You. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.
All right, you bet. Bye-bye.